Now, over 25% of primary school children aged 8 to 12 have experienced cyberbullying during the last school year. That's according to new figures published by CyberSafe Kids. Well, I'm joined on the line now by the CEO of CyberSafe Kids, Alex Cooney. Good afternoon, Alex.
Good afternoon.
Alex, talk us through this survey and the findings.
Yeah, so this is a survey that we conducted over the last school year, so from September 22 to June 2023. It's based on over 5,000 responses from children and young people. So children in primary schools aged between 8 and 12, and then children in secondary schools aged between 12 and 16. So it's a sort of third class all the way up to fourth year in secondary schools. And this is something that we do every year. I suppose the difference this year is that we're including secondary school data for the first time because we're now delivering our sessions into secondary schools. So it was an opportunity to kind of compare and contrast what's going on between primary and secondary. So you mentioned there that the 25% of primary school age children who are experiencing cyberbullying, that actually rises to 40% of secondary school children.
Okay. I know in the findings there was, if you were a girl, you were more likely to be encountered in cyberbullying or encountered something like that. Were there any reasons for that, or do you know why that is?
I mean, we're speculating as to why that might be, because as you say, it is quite a significant increase for girls at secondary level. So at primary level, it wasn't such a difference between the genders, but it became more marked at secondary level. So I think it was 43% of girls versus only 30% of boys. One of our thoughts is that potentially that girls are just more active on social media, where a lot of this is happening. Boys are more likely to be gaming, girls more likely to be on social media is what our data is telling us. So, we know that a lot of bullying does happen on social media and instant messaging apps. So that might account for girls experiencing more of it.
Teachers, of course, then having to deal with a lot of this. Two-thirds or 62% of teachers dealt with online safety incidents. Do you think there's enough awareness about online safety within schools?
I think there's actually quite a lot of awareness simply because they're having to deal with so many incidents. So one of the stark findings from this year was that the number of teachers that said that they had to deal with more than five incidents over the school year increased. So last year, only 2% of teachers said that, whereas this year, it was over 20% of teachers had to deal with multiple incidents over the school year. So it is on the increase. They have to be aware of it. I think the challenge is now, what do we do about it? And one of our calls today is to really invest in education. We need children to be equipped for going into these online spaces. They need to be better prepared, because at the moment what we're seeing is this real vulnerability, children going into online spaces without adequate preparation, without adequate oversight, and that certainly makes them vulnerable.
Okay, and I know you're saying there that children need to be better equipped. I wonder though, Alex, and we had a conversation about this earlier this morning here in the office about, parents trying to police this and trying to, make sure that their children are safe online. Parents probably need to be better equipped, because most of the children out there nowadays are probably more au fait with the online world and social media.
You're absolutely right. And that is another of our recommendations that we're making today, that we need to better support and to equip parents for this responsibility that comes with their children being online. Because so many of the parents that we talk to feel out of their depth on this one. They're not quite sure how best to go about it. They feel their children know more than they do. And actually, a lot of stuff is hidden, especially if children are in places like bedrooms with doors shut. Effectively, the parent or carer is quite excluded from what's going on. They don't know what they're looking at. They don't know who they're talking to. They don't know how long they're spending. Another concern would be children spending, in their bedrooms at night with their devices. So, there really is an absence of supervision then. And, that sort of unfettered, unsupervised access to the internet can be really problematic.
What are the tips then that you would suggest for parents that they should do, I suppose, from now on to try and ensure that their children are safe online?
So I suppose I would start with parents who maybe are about to embark on this, who are thinking about getting their child a device or know it's coming down the track in the future. I would really advise them to do their research, to have a think about when is the right time for their child. Hold off for as long as you can. I think a lot of parents are making decisions based on pressure from their kids and their children coming home and saying, oh, well, everybody else has got the device, or everybody else is on Snapchat. And it is, you know, really difficult for parents to withstand that pressure. So reach out to other parents, have the conversations, maybe have an agreement around, okay, well, I'm going to wait till this time to give my child the smartphone or the smart device, or I'm going to wait till, you know, they are 13 till they are on Snapchat. You know, it's really helpful to have a community of support around this, so it's easier to say no or not yet. We want parents to be making really informed decisions around what's best for their children. As children get older, obviously, the nature of the engagement has to change. We would certainly encourage parents in the earlier days, as their children are certainly in primary school and even at the beginning of secondary school, to be checking the devices to ensure they're using parental controls, you know, just keeping an eye, having clear rules around use and access in the house. As children get older and they need more independence and are looking for a bit more kind of privacy around their use, those conversations become all the more important. You know, the sort of, you know, challenging what's real and what's not real, encouraging them to be wary about the content they're encountering and questioning of the content. You know, obviously there's lots of positive ways that children and young people can spend time online, but I think what we need to do is really equip them to make the most of that opportunity.
One of the very scary things from this survey, I think, is that there a very high percentage of children had played an online game with a stranger, Alex.
Yeah, and even more than had actually played, had been contacted by a stranger. So almost two-thirds of children had been contacted by someone they didn't know in an online game. So this is really common, a really common experience for children. And it's a difficult message to get across because they're playing these multiplayer games. It's a really normal part of the game to be engaging with other people. So, you know, what we say to them is ideally only play with people that you actually know, you know, offline. And then if you are playing, if you do happen to be playing with people that you don't know, do not share any personal information. So when the game ends, so does that connection.
Okay, so try and keep it literally to the game only and no other information. If parents are listening in today and maybe they want further support, can they get in contact with CyberSafe Kids?
Oh, absolutely. Look, we go into schools, we deliver sessions to children, we deliver sessions to parents and teachers. So absolutely get in touch. We also have a great, a load of great resources on our website, cybersafekids.ie, including a kind of digital parenting guide, which is really comprehensive and one that we launched earlier this year, which is trying to cover all the bases for parents in a sort of easy and user-friendly manner. So we'd encourage parents to absolutely check it out and get in contact.
Okay. Alex Cooney, CEO of CyberSafe Kids. Thanks very much, Alex, for joining us this afternoon.